About 5 years ago, I went to an amusement park with a few of my friends. It was summertime, and we were all in high school. One of my friends had just gotten her license, and about five of us were going with her to the park that was maybe an hour away. I wasn't a huge fan of amusement parks, but I was happy to go along with my friends. After we got there, we all entered the park, which I would describe as very similar to a Six Flags. I don't remember the name of it, and I had never been there before. After we got there, we started walking around the large park. There were rides all around, such as roller coasters or Ferris wheels. They also had games and plenty of places to get food all around. We all kind of split up only a few minutes after getting there. I didn't have any interest in going on the rides. At first, I walked around the park with Angela, one of my best friends. The others went on some ride. We just talked as we walked around the large amusement park. At one point, maybe an hour after getting there, we ran into one of our friends again who we had split up from. She tried to convince us to go on a roller coaster with them. We both said no, but she persisted, and eventually Angela said yes. I was still a hard no though, and I decided that I would go over and see what ride it was they were going on. We walked over to what was a roller coaster, and I stood by the railing and watched them get on. The park on this particular day was a little crowded, but nothing crazy. As the ride started, I looked around that area of the park. There were a few other people standing around and some benches that people were sitting on. That's when I saw this one guy sitting on one of the benches, staring at me. It was a guy who looked much older than me, and he was sort of big and had glasses on. I thought nothing of it until I looked again, and he was still looking right at me. It seemed kind of weird, so I walked away. I was just going to walk around the park some more like I had been earlier, except now I was by myself instead of with my friend Angela. I walked by myself throughout the park for maybe 15 minutes until I happened to look behind me. I saw the guy who had been staring at me. He was now walking a ways back, maybe 30 feet back, and when I noticed him, I saw that he was looking at me again. I kept walking through the park, and eventually made it back around to my friends. I saw the man again as I rejoined them, and although I was a little bit creeped out that the guy was seemingly following me, I felt better now. We all got some food and sat at a picnic table. We were talking, but I did notice the man sitting at another table nearby. I told my friends about him. We all agreed that the guy seemed weird, but nobody was overly concerned about him. For the rest of the time at the park, we all walked around and played some of the carnival and arcade games that they had. I didn't see the guy for a long time. It was probably several hours, but I went in this type of gift shop building that they had. As I was looking around in there, I noticed the man again. I was with Angela, and I pointed him out to her. Now, we were kind of concerned. Sure, it was pretty strange before, but this had been going on for hours now. We both left the gift shop and went back out to find the rest of our friends. By now, it was starting to get late. It was probably like 5 or 6 p.m., and we were just about ready to go. When we were all together, we walked to the exit and left to go to the giant parking lot. As we were almost at our car, I had the idea to look back, just to make sure. Then, I saw the man again. He was pretty far away, probably almost 100 feet back. We got into our car and all got inside. I could still see the man out the window. My friends in the car were arguing about where to eat, but I was watching the man walk into the parking lot. He was walking quickly, and I saw him get to a car that was not too far away from ours. I was hoping that he would just leave, but when he got inside the car, he just sat there. I told my friends about him, and suddenly the conversation changed. We were all really concerned that the man was going to try to follow us in his car. Away from the busy amusement park, it could be a much more dangerous situation, especially if he tried to follow us to our homes. We sat there, waiting for him to leave, but he never did. After maybe 10 minutes or so, we started to think of ideas. We considered just driving home and trying to lose him, or even calling the police. Eventually, we agreed that we would report the man to the amusement park security. We all got back out of the car and started walking to the entrance. I kept an eye on the guy's car. He stayed inside, and I couldn't really tell if he was looking at us or not. When we found a security guard near the entrance, we explained the situation. After talking with the security guard for maybe 5 minutes, he decided to walk out to the man's car. We all walked back out to the parking lot, and my friends and I headed towards our car. We were going to go home, but we waited first to make sure the man wouldn't follow us. Before we could leave, we saw the security guard start to approach the man's vehicle. When the security guard got within a few feet of the man's car, he suddenly started to speed away. The man drove off and down the road. We waited for a minute, and then we left. We all made it back, and obviously didn't see the guy again after that. However, I think it was clear that he would have tried to follow us in his car. I'm not really sure exactly when the man first saw us or started following. It seemed like he was specifically following me because of when I was by myself and he was walking behind me. Luckily, this was years ago, and I never saw the man again after that. I also haven't been back to that amusement park either. This happened many years ago when I was a kid. I think I was like 10, but I remember it pretty well for as long ago as it was. It all started when I went to a Six Flags with my parents and brother. Six Flags is a popular amusement park for those who don't know. We went there occasionally during the summer, and it was always a good time. My brother and I always liked going on rides and racing the bumper cars. This one time, my brother and I went on a few rides, and I wanted to go on this one roller coaster, but he didn't. He went to go on something else, and I rode the roller coaster by myself. It was a pretty long one, and it went all around a significant space of the park. The roller coaster was not too crazy of a ride besides that. It didn't go upside down or anything like that, and it wasn't all that fast. It was cool to look around and see the different areas of the park as I rode it, though. When I got to this one spot, the roller coaster went past a man who was standing up and watching it. He was on a quieter walking path at one end of the park. When the roller coaster passed the man, he seemed to be waving at me. He was looking right in my direction, and the look on his face was really strange. He had a creepy smile, as if he was trying to scare me. There were other people on the roller coaster, but not too many. I guessed he could have been waving at anybody, although he seemed to make eye contact with me specifically. We went past him, and would end up going around a couple of more laps. Each time we passed, the man did the same thing. One time, instead of waving at me, he pointed. I was kind of weirded out by this. Looking back, maybe an explanation could be that he was just trying to be funny by scaring people as they went by on the roller coaster. Some people would take it as a funny joke. After the roller coaster, I ended up getting off and rejoined my parents and brother. We went on a few more rides and played a few games. At one point, my brother and I went on the swing ride. This is a ride where everybody gets strapped into an individual swing, and it goes around in a large circle. It doesn't go very fast, and this was one of the calmer rides and more relaxing than anything. As I was on it though, we were going around and it was like the fifth time around or so, and I happened to catch the guy again. He was looking at me with a creepy smile once more. He looked at me for about three times around in a row, and then he was gone. I didn't notice him anywhere, and I was happy about that. Afterwards, when I got off, I didn't see him either. We did a couple of more things at the Six Flags before leaving. I didn't see the guy again for the rest of the day. I did wonder who he was, but I forgot about him soon enough. I wish that that was the last time I saw the guy, but sadly, it wasn't. It was the day after we had gone to Six Flags, and it was nighttime. I was going to bed, and I had my own bedroom in the backside of our house. My bedroom was on the second floor, and the time was probably like 10 p.m. or so. It was summer, so I didn't have to go to bed that early, but I was 10, and I still had a bedtime. I was supposed to be sleeping, but I wasn't all that tired, so I was in bed playing on my Nintendo DS. Everybody else in the house had also gone to bed. Things were very quiet, and the lights in my bedroom were off. That's when out of nowhere, I heard a noise at my window. I couldn't tell exactly what it was, but I figured it was maybe a bug flying into the window or something. I didn't even bat an eye until it happened again less than 30 seconds later. That's when I looked over, but didn't see anything. Then, I heard the noise once more. It appeared as though something had bounced off of my window, but I couldn't really tell what. I got up out of bed and walked over to the window. I looked outside towards the backyard. That's when I saw the man again. He was smiling in a very creepy way once more and standing right there in the backyard. I couldn't believe my eyes. That was one of the scariest moments in my life. The man then waved at me and motioned for me to come down. There was no chance I was going to. I ran out of the room screaming. My parents luckily heard me and came out of their bedroom a very short time later. When they asked me what had happened, I remember I just said there was a man in the backyard. By the time my parents looked out the window, they said that they didn't see anybody. The man must have left. I then told them the entire story of Six Flags and how the man was now in the backyard. My parents called the police after hearing this. They told me that if something like that ever happens, I should let them know right away. I do feel dumb for not letting them know, but I guess it didn't seem like that big of a deal to me at the time. I mean, it was just a guy making a creepy face at me on a roller coaster. It could have been completely random and harmless, but I guess it wasn't. When the police searched the area, they were unable to find him. They did, however, find a few small rocks, basically pebbles, in the backyard at about the location that I saw him standing. He had picked them up from the garden at the edge of our house, and that's what he had been using to throw at my window. After that night, I never saw the man again, and I'm really happy that I didn't. I still don't know why he did that, though. I also get really creeped out when I think that he probably somehow followed us home that night from Six Flags. How else would he know where we lived? I used to work at an amusement park. It was a summer job during my time in high school and my first year of college. I didn't get paid much, but the job wasn't too difficult either, and I enjoyed it for the most part. I worked in a little food booth that sold some basic food items that you would get at any amusement park or carnival. The booth was sort of near the edge of the park in a really popular spot. One night, I was working like any other. Things were really busy during the day and early hours of the evening. I was working late that night until the time the park closed. I would sometimes be the only person working in that booth, and I was kept pretty busy the whole time. Things finally quieted down significantly, and I could finally relax during the last half hour or so. At last, the park closed, and it was time for me to close up the stand. There were just a few other park employees around by now. When I had just made it out of the booth and was starting to walk back through the park to leave, I saw somebody wave me over. It looked like another employee of the park. I did not know this guy because there were lots of employees and we were always getting new ones. As I took a few steps towards the man, he asked me if I could help him with something real quick. I said sure and kept walking over towards him. The guy had a large box in his hands and another large box was on the ground next to him. He asked if I could carry it out to his truck real quick. The box was sort of big and I didn't know how heavy it was, but I was pretty sure that I could lift it. I leaned over and picked up the box. It wasn't that heavy, just really bulky. The man then said to follow him. As I mentioned, I worked in a corner area of the park. There was a gate that was open and led out. The gate was usually closed during the day. That particular exit, I had very rarely seen anybody use. It led to a small back road that was near a heavy woods. As I followed the man with the large bulky box in my hands, we exited the park and made our ways towards the quiet road. The man said that his truck was just over there. We walked down the small path and had almost reached the guy's truck when I heard footsteps behind me. I didn't think much of it in the moment. When I made it to the guy's truck, he said to me, "Now get inside." I thought he meant to put the box inside, but I realized that he wanted me to get inside. I asked him why, but then I heard the footsteps again that had been behind me. I turned around and saw another guy there. Then the first man started approaching me. Now, I was still holding the box at this point. When the man got within about a foot of me, and the other man was also approaching and getting closer, I shoved the box at the first guy. I really don't know what was in it, but it did push the man back a bit. The second guy almost caught up to me, but I ran away just before he got to me. I took off running down the quiet road. At first, the men started to run, but then they stopped and went inside of their truck. I made it a good distance down the road, but when I saw the truck start to drive after me, I knew they would catch up quickly. I then ran off of the road through a little bit of woods that was on the side of it. I saw the headlights, and when they got to where I was, I ducked down behind a tree. I remained hidden there as the car stopped. When I heard the doors open, I got really nervous. I was laying on the ground behind a large tree. Luckily, it was slanted down slightly from the road, so the men wouldn't have a very good view. I held my breath and waited. It felt like forever, but after about 2 minutes, I heard the doors open and close again, and then heard the men driving away. I ran all the way back to the park after that. When I got the chance, I reported everything to the police, as well as to the park. There was an investigation done, but the men didn't actually work at the park, so nobody knew who they were. The story doesn't quite end there, though. A couple of weeks after this happened, I was at work again. I was at my food stand, working like usual, and it was later in the day when things were starting to get quiet. There were still a decent number of people around, though. I looked around and actually saw one of the guys from before. I couldn't believe it. I took a long, hard look, and I know it was him. He was sitting on a bench by himself, just looking around. Then he looked at me. As soon as he did, I grabbed my phone to call the park security, but by the time I had dialed, the man had already got up and was walking away. There was another search for the guy, but he left before he could be found. I still can't believe I saw him again. Luckily, I never did after that.